Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Mark Rock and the whole Audio Boo team for their 1 millionth recorded Audio Boo. Wow. That's amazing. A million of anything is amazing, isn't it? What a huge number. Anyhow, so today is October 11th. Yes, October 11th. I'm a little bit, confused when it comes to the days of the week now. Not the days of the week, but the date. Because I'm one octave behind in my episodes. So to me, it's October 10th. It's October 11th, but it's octave 10th. That could be really confusing. Anyhow, I suppose you could say that since I'm back one day, I've transposed one octave behind. Get it? All right. Hey, you know, give me a break. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get my carcass to work, try to get to the office. And I just wanted to update Audio Boo and my Audio Boo listeners, those of you who are aware that I'm currently trying to fix a synthesizer module, a Korg M3R synthesizer module from way back, I don't know, I think this thing was built in the early 2000s, if not in the late 90s. And what had happened was the buttons on the front of the unit had broken, and then I realized that not only was the plastic shroud that pushed the button broken, but the buttons themselves were not actuating properly. So I took it upon myself to remove the circuit board on which the buttons were placed, removed all the buttons, removed all the LEDs, and I retrofitted a little box with a whole bunch of buttons and LEDs on it. And yesterday I did the final touches of the soldering, so I got all the LEDs in and all the buttons soldered onto this circuit board, and I plugged the circuit board in, and lo and behold, my Korg works. I can actually push the buttons and program it and check out all the patches and everything. So, you know, wonderful news there. The only thing is, though, the wiring I used to wire from the circuit board to the buttons is so thick. Unfortunately, I didn't have anything a smaller gauge now I'm going to have difficulty in jamming sort of all the wiring into the little box and then sitting that box flush on top of the enclosure of the synthesizer module. But, I'm never lost for an alternative. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut out a hole in the top of the casing of the synthesizer so that I don't have to push the circuit board all the way in. I can just leave it hanging, make sure that the circuit board itself on the synthesizer module is protected with some plastic, and then just gently place the circuit board sort of in the cavity, and then the box will then sit neatly on top. Anyway, I'll have some photos. It's kind of hard to describe. But I'm really ecstatic because last night, late, I guess around 11 o'clock at night or so, I was just finishing up the final touches, put it all together. I was being very careful not to rush it because at that time of night, when you're tired, you can screw something up and cause what they call a cold solder or the solder bridges a couple of connections and you could cause a short, which could blow out something. So I was very careful, tested everything. Everything tested good. So plugged everything in, fired it up, and I was able to listen to a few of the patches that I had not listened to before because I couldn't get to them. The buttons just wouldn't allow me. It sounds phenomenal. What an amazing machine, and I paid $30 for this thing. I just blows my mind. Anyhow, I even have a little anecdote on top of that. Seeing that the buttons were broken but the unit still worked, there is Korg made a remote control unit for that synthesizer. It was called the RE1, and it was a wired remote. It connects to a DIN cable in the back, and then this DIN cable then goes to this box, which has a bunch of buttons and sliders and stuff, and it makes it easier to program the Korg M3R. These units retail about $100 on eBay or so, and I said, I'm not even sure I'm going to use these M3R. And I wanted a more cost-effective solution. That's why I went with this this kind of box on top of it, right? The little one that I fabricated myself. However, I had posted on a website called Kijiji, which is basically like Craigslist. I think, I don't know if there's Craigslist in UK. Anyway, it's just a website where people buy and sell stuff. And I posted that I was looking for an RE1. And I get this email back from a group, a band, musicians, saying they're looking for somebody to program their Korg M3R. It's just, they don't need a keyboard player. They just need a programmer. And I was I had a good laugh. And they said that they need somebody because in 3 weeks they're going into the studio and they want to program their M3R. And they need somebody who knows it inside out and backwards. Well, I don't. I'll be honest, I fooled around with it, got a few patches out of it. I even found where the effects are. So I'm getting closer, but by no means have I mastered this thing. And so I sent them an email last night saying, wow, your project sounds really amazing, really interesting, but unfortunately, you know, I told them the truth. Now, it could be that, you know, I might still know more than their keyboard player. Although if that's the case, if you're going to be a keyboard player and play synthesizers and stuff, you got to be a little bit more technical. You really do. Anyhow, so that's where it's at. I just thought I'd share that story. I thought it was kind of funny that here I am posting for a remote unit for a synthesizer module, and they're looking for somebody to program said synthesizer module. All right, everybody, have a great day, and I'm going to try to work on my Octaver 10, episode 10. Wow. Even have 10 of anything is pretty good. Okay, it's not a million, but it's 10. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.